and Pinterest, and at lightembassy.org.
Stop the fear. Stop the fear. And our team scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the King James Version. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. When the Bible says, neither give place to the devil, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, it does suggest that there are things that exposes one to satanic attacks and influences, being it pestilences, other forms of unrighteousness, or any other. The Holy Scripture says, in righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. It's very important that Christians understand what God is saying. How righteousness operates to protect you is by eliminating fear and restoring one's confidence. And that's why in Isaiah chapter 32, the Bible says that the effect of righteousness shall be what? Shall be confidence assurance. The work of righteousness shall be peace, right? Righteousness, or what it does is to restore one's confidence and faith. He says, thou shalt be far from oppression, because thou shalt not fear. Hence, oppression is tied to fear. No wonder the Apostle John says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Fear indeed brings torments. Cast out fear from your life and home. Never entertain even an ounce of fear. Fear is an attack. And when you find yourself fearing, pray. The same way God operates through faith, Satan operates through fear. Fear is the reverse of faith. Fear is having faith in the ability of Satan. You fear because you believe Satan has the ability to destroy you and your loved ones. This is why fear is a grave sin before God. Fear is a spit on God's face. It's undermining God's love and power. Never fear. How will you men feel when your wife tells you that another man is better and greater than you? Why don't they understand this when it comes to God? Fear is you believing in the ability of the devil than the power of God, and that incites godly jealousy. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? James chapter 4, verse 5. If fear is very dangerous. Many Christians have not understood this. There's many Christians who are carnal, and then how they live their life by the wisdom of this world. They live their life by the wisdom of this world. You have to understand as a Christian that you live in a fallen world. So their maxims, their wisdom, what they call wisdom, really is foolishness in the eyes of God. And that is why when God, you become a Christian, God wants to what? Renew your mind. You don't tell someone to renew his or her mind if what he had was better. So for God to tell you to renew your mind, he's trying to tell you that, hey son, before you came to me, all what you have accepted from the world is garbage. So therefore, renew your mind. Anything which is not consistent with the word of God, anything that you have learned from the world which is not consistent with the word of God is garbage. So you see that, take it out of your mind and renew it. Renew it. It's very important. So in this world, fear is okay. Even when you are not, when you talk boldly and they say you are proud, but when you are fearing, it's okay. Some people will tell you that, oh, it's good to fear. It's good to fear sometimes. That's the language of the world. They tell you that it's good to fear sometime. This all is foolishness. It's not wisdom. It's not wisdom. God tells you that fear is wrong. Why is fear wrong? Because you have to understand what faith and fear is. See, faith is in the positive side. Fear is the reverse of faith in the negative side. Faith is to God as fear is to the devil. It's the reverse. Fear actually is you, but having faith, you believing in the ability of Satan. That's what fear is. Why do you fear? You fear because why do some Christians fear Satan? Because they believe that Satan is able to destroy them. Why do some fear the witch? Because they believe in the ability and the power of the witch, or the result of the devil or Satan. And that means you believe in Satan's ability to what? Destroy you. But you know who you are? You are the righteousness of God. And God cannot accept that, you being his righteousness and believing that Satan can harm you. And that is why fear is a spit on God's face. You cannot accept that. Because fear and faith is God's word against Satan's word. It's God's power against Satan's power. God has given his word, for instance, as a Christian, now that there's this corona COVID-19 viral epidemic, God has given his word concerning the Christian. Jesus said that, I'm with you till the end of the age. I'm with you till the end of the age, said the master. And he tells you that you shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. Christians and their pastors, they see these words in the Bible. They have been quoting it over the years. So this virus came, they have been quoting it. Now that they are trying to behave differently to what they have been quoting, it's not that they didn't know that it's in the word. They know that it's in the word. They have been quoting it. There has been some of these things that these scriptures have been quoting have been their Sunday sermons. But now that COVID-19 virus is here, they have forgotten about all those sermons they preached many years ago. And now they are talking fear. They are talking fear to the congregation. You see that? They are talking fear. And God cannot accept that, because you are trying to say that, God, your word, what you said, your word is not great. Your word is not good enough for me. Your power is not enough for me. But I fear rather say I have faith in Satan's ability to harm me. And God cannot accept that. God cannot accept that. You see that God cannot accept that, because this is an insult to God. How can you say that this Satan that God himself created is powerful enough to destroy you when God says that he's in you? Yeah, so sometimes we don't see things from God's angle. And that's why when you are in fear, it's a grief sin. It's a grief sin. It's a grievous sin. But sometimes many people downplay it because they see things only from their angle. As a Christian, you have to do your best, give yourself to the word of God to eliminate fear from your life. Right? Even in medicine, there have been research which shows that fear suppresses your immune system. Right, it suppresses your immune system, suppresses the ability of these T cells, these T lymphocytes, and these B cells, their ability to fight, resist pathogenic attacks. Science has proven that fear has an effect, a negative effect, on these cells. Right, and these are facts, but it has been in the Word of God before even science discovered this. It has been the Word of God. And that's why the word of God is truth. And when you live by the word of God, you are protected. You are protected. Right? You are protected. How many of you has husband?
Connect, engage, grow. This is the church app you've been waiting for. A whole community in your pocket. Download the free app for faith, fellowship, and fun, all at your fingertips. Watch, listen, and download life-transforming teachings, chats, quizzes, and meaningful connection, all in one free app. Light Embassy Church.
Right. You are protected. How many of you has husbands will be happy if your wife have respect towards another man's ways than your ways? How many of you wives will be happy if your husband has respect towards other ways of other women than your ways? How many of you fathers will be happy if your children have respect towards another man's ways than your ways? But you didn't create that wife. You didn't create that man. But when it comes to God, who created man and created all of us, you find it hard to accept. And we think that we should accept everything that we present to him. No. So when you read the Gospels of Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ, the Lord, went to his hometown, the Bible says that he marveled because of their lack of faith. He marveled because of their unbelief. He marveled. So unbelief and fear marvels God, but he marvels God in the negative way. But he is so amazed that man finds it so hard to believe this word. You see, all these things is actually hypocrisy. Honestly, it's hypocrisy. If you be honest with ourselves, you are just acting hypocritically. Right? You ask every Christian, why are you so much every day going, every Sunday going to church, reading your Bible? Why is that when people even insult you and persecute you, still you hold on tight to Christianity? All of these Christians will tell you that one day Jesus is coming. One day I'm going to get a new body. One day I'm going to live with him in the new Jerusalem. All Christians, that's your hope. The hope of, like Paul calls it, the hope of salvation. That's your hope. That's why you will not go to club. That's why you will not be committing adultery. That's why you will not be fornicating. Because you believe these things. You believe that one day your king is coming. And all what he has said concerning you is going to do it for you. And this same God tells you, I will protect you from sickness. You shall drink any deadly thing, shall not harm you. Then you find hard to believe that. But you are telling that this same God that I believe you when you said you give me a brand new immortal body. You see the hypocrisy. You believe that God can give you a brand new total immortal body made up of a different heavenly material. You believe that he has the power to change all the cells of your body, right? And constitute you with another body or other cells which are made up of heavenly material. But then you find it so hard to believe this same God when he says that if there is a problem in one part of this mortal body that you have, he will fix it. You find it so hard to believe this same God when he tells you that you will drink any deadly thing and it shall not harm you. But then you go on saying that I believe God that one day you give me an immortal brand new body. You see the hypocrisy? That's hypocrisy. It's like you saying that I believe you God when you said that you buy me a Range Rover, but I don't believe you when you say you can buy me and afford me a bicycle. You see, that's how man, their conduct, that is the confession of their conduct. That's why they are telling God every day that, oh God, I believe that you can buy me an airplane. I cannot believe you that you can buy me a taxi. So if you really believe God, if you can believe in the greater things, in the greater things he has said concerning you, then you can believe in the lesser things he has said concerning you, because the same God who said both things. And that is why God cannot accept fear. You see, throughout the Bible, and that's why even throughout the Bible, faith is referred to as reverential fear. You see, in Isaiah chapter 66, it says that this man will I have regard to. It's the man that trembles at my word. That's faith. So faith is trembling at God's word. But you see, he calls it fear. He calls it a fear, a trembling, a fear of his word. So when you have faith in God's word, means you fear his word. But when you are in fear, it means that you rather have fear for God or for Satan's word and Satan's ability. How can you have fear when he tells you that you tread over serpents and scorpions and all the abilities of the enemies? He told you that. And if you come back here, you are saying that, oh God, even though you told me in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, that I'll tread over serpents and scorpions and all the abilities of the enemies, of Satan, even though you have told me that I have ability over all the ability of Satan, yes, still, I don't believe you. I believe that Satan's ability is greater than your ability. See, Christians don't think like that. I'm not saying that when they are in fear, that's how they think. But that's how the actions of fear shows. But that's what your actions of fear is trying to say. So it's not about you being conscious of it, but it's more about what is my attitude of fear trying to tell God and to tell Satan. And that is why God cannot accept that. So let's do our best to get rid of fear from our lives. Right. Many Christians have not been made to understand the gravity of the sin of fear. Fear is very dangerous. See things from God's angle. Many joke with fear. When the Bible talks of those who will be going to hell, he mentions the fearful as number one. This is very important. So when you read Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, where God tells us of the people who will be going to hell, the first group of people he mentions is the fearful. Let's read. It says that, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, the lake which burneth with sulfur, which is the second death. He mentions the fearful as number one. You see how dangerous fear is. You see how grievous fear is, the sin of fear is. God is mentioning people who go to hell. The fearful, he mentioned me the fearful before even going to mention the murderers and the unbelieving and the abominable and the warmonger. He mentions the fearful as number one. So fear is very grievous. It's a grievous sin. So don't see things from the world's angle. See things from God's angle and eliminate fear from your life. Because fear, understand this. The same way, you see, these demonic forces, they are spirits. The same way man is a spirit. The same way the Holy Ghost is a spirit. The same way Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Letting you know that the word of God, the word of faith, is energy for your spirit. It's food for your spirit. It energizes your spirit. It gives strength to your spirit. The same way these demonic spirits, they feed on fear. Their food is fear. When there's fear in the atmosphere, it energizes them. It strengthens them. So if you are around your surroundings, if your surroundings is full of fear, then the same way any person likes food and will be attracted to food, when you see a food is set on the table, won't you come for the food? For example, you go to a restaurant and a food is set on the table. You see, it's sumptuous. You want to go and get a bite of this food. It's the same way spiritually. So when they open their eyes and they see that, food of fear is being set for them in a certain house, in a certain environment, then they are attracted to it. They will come and to that place. That's why any place where there is, whether it's in your house, any place where there's fear, there's a lot of demonic activity. Because they are attracted to that. And that's why Paul tells you, give no place to the devil. There are things that you do that will attract demonic and satanic activity into your life. So let's understand these things and eliminate fear from our life. God bless you.
There are certain Christians who are afraid of witchcraft and devils. The things they say, how they respond to situations and their conversation in life, all attest to a fear of the demonic. For many, the problem really is that though they quote the scripture, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, they are not truly persuaded by the abiding presence of God in them. It has just become a religious statement, the reason why Christians are defeated in life. Every human has a purpose in life. Find that purpose and fulfill it. Man can only start living out his divine purpose when he comes into Christ. The journey of life is different for every human being. What should matter to you is finding your purpose and fulfilling it. This is the true meaning of success. When it comes to God, there have to be a response. There have to be a response. The right response. When it comes to the Lord, there have to be a response.
on the right response. They said he was a good Christian. He was even a pastor. But why did this happen? It's not about being a good Christian or pastor. It's about a heart response to what God said and is saying about you in that situation. When a man finds Jesus, he has found everything. Jesus is the number one stop shop. In that shop is everything you need for life. How can you have fear when he tells you that you tread over serpents and scorpions and all the abilities of the enemies? He told you that.
And is it only Adam? You know, sometimes there are people and even Christians who say that if I was in the days of Adam, I would have partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the truth really is that people are still eating of this tree of the knowledge of good evil and evil. They are still eating of it. They are still eating of it. That's why you cannot blame Adam. People are still eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
You can be even better.